And so we'll start out basically with your questions, if you have any.
Well, basically, I just listed all the potential problems I see with the plans and the changes that it'll cause. And I've listed them for you in the letter. I don't know. I mean, the mayor had said he was okay with having ceilings in the bathrooms at 7'6", but I'm not sure that everybody was okay with that. You know, so I just broke down everything I could think of that will change, and that's what I tried to do in this letter.
Okay. But the plans that were given to you.
These plans right here.
Yeah. As you look at them and study them, mm-hmm. Is that a feasible?
Yeah, we can.
Is that something that you can do?
You can do it. I just like I said, once again, I just listed the changes that aren't on the plans that might happen down the road, though.
Okay.
But it's definitely feasible to do that, yes.
Do you have any structural questions or problems or anything with that?
No, the only questions that that would have to be clarified if you chose this plan was on the for the stainless steel rods. There's no like you usually have a 24 inch on center, 48 inch on center. It doesn't say how often you want them, so they'd have to give me some kind of number on that.
No, go ahead.
Okay, then I think on my little 8.5 by 11, I changed. I don't think we need to do stainless.
Oh, that's for the handicap ramp.
Okay.
I'm talking about the main building.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I know you had said we didn't have to do stainless.
Right.
It's still on there, and it doesn't say how often that they should
okay.
be inserted.
Okay. Is it like well?
So that just had to be clarified.
It'll be 48, and it'll be and we don't have to do stainless. We can come up with something. I was going to grease one end,
right.
So we can let it contract and okay. whatever. So that'll be.
That's fine. So. Well, I just need that in front of you.
Okay.
48 inches, Rudy.
Yes.
Okay.
That's in there.
One end and with one end greased.
Yes.
That and then of course I don't know the material that you're using for the pavers. I mean, I'd need the brand so I can, you know, look into that. But that's the only really question that I had other than what I've listed on there. Mm-hmm.
Well, then at least from my perspective, I'll leave it up to you guys as far as the technical questions. If there's anything that you've got, so that we can work out what can and can't be done.
Okay, I don't have anything to add to you, David.
To the plans themselves?
To the existing plans or any, you know, because the only question I hear is the spacing of the bar and the paver material.
Well, I have on here, too, that the ceiling heights, did they need to stay? Original plans, they show 8 feet, but with these plans, you're raising, the floor's raising up 5 inches, a little more than 5 inches, so you're going to be at 7'6". If that's okay, that's fine, but there's just, with the electrical, like I said, the bathroom floors are coming up 5 inches, so are you going to be okay with the switches at 44 inches instead of 48, or, you know, there's just little things like that that would need to be, if you're okay with it, it's fine, but if not, you know, you need to tell me.
Okay.
That's what the, all these are, I listed all these items, and you just review them and make sure that you're okay with how it is right now. Because we don't have any other drawings to change that other stuff at this time. We just have a slab.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So all of the questions regarding the slab issues that we've been talking about are in your document here. Does anybody have any questions for anybody else as far as feasibility or how it's going to be done? Or okay, well, if nobody does, I just want to, again, one last time, make sure that what we're all talking about here is the modification of the slab as it exists now to come in compliance with what the engineer, yeah, go
one
ahead.
One little question, if we do raise the slab a little bit, we have one header block above the doors.
Right.
So we have to address that, you know, because if we went to like a 4-inch, we'd have to put a well in or
exactly.
something.
Well, that's what I have on
yeah.
here.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was
turned
out there.
That's
my one little thing.
I guess my question to David, is there any issues with not adjusting the ceiling heights, the electrical, the plumbing? Will there be any issues with not making those adjustments?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're asking about questions about the drawings. I mean, in my opinion, if you raise a slab 5 inches, you've got to raise everything 5 inches.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't think the question was whether to do it or not do it. I think it's what's involved to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. So, I think so then you raise five, you raise five.
Everything comes up.
I don't think you design a new building at a 7'6" ceiling.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. That answers that question, right? And everything else comes up. Same elevation as the slab comes up.
Okay. Well, the slab's only coming up 2 inches on the outside, but in the bathrooms, they're raising it 5.
Andy, anything from your perspective?
No, I'm sitting here listening. Learn more by listening.
I wish everybody felt that way.
Jim, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
The cost and the engineer in the new drawings and the consultation with the architect, who's going to bear that burden?
That would be a legal question.
Well, if it was committed by error, it's whoever committed the error, which is the contractor.
Yeah, but the plans were flawed to begin with. You that's why you're raising the bathroom up 5 inches, not full slab 2 inches like you should have. So there was also an error on the construction drawings.
What's the engineer? Where are
you? What's that? What's the question?
Did he do what he just said? He said they were flawed to begin with.
Well, that's on the a question for the architect, but my understanding is that if there was any issue with the floor in the bathroom, please correct me, David, that could have been easily fixed just by raising it, by using some grout to raise up the tile elevation. Is that right?
Correct.
Well, that would have raised all your plumbing fixtures up another 3 inches then. I mean, if you're
which
you're
is not a problem that, because they're not put in at that time. Is that right?
Here's the issue. We go back to this and we round this one every single time. If there's a problem, whether there is or is not a problem with the drawings, the contractor feels there is a problem, it is his obligation to call us and give us a chance and put it in writing and let us know that there is a problem with the documents. I don't know if there's ever an architect that said that 100% of the drawings were correct. I will tell you that I took the exact same slab design, and that's exactly what he just said he can do. So it's the same design, we just had to raise it because of what the situation is with the floor. So if it can be built this time, it could have been built last time. There are means and methods that are different than what we're doing.
It just conflicts with some of your drawings on the plan.
And again, had we had the question, we could have resolved that. We did not get the chance to resolve what could have been a conflict, minor, now major.
I disagree with you, but
that's the contract.
And in the contract, you're supposed to draw to code.
It was approved. It was reviewed and approved by a code official.
I will be glad
to go over these code issues and resolve them. If there is one. Otherwise, I'll be glad to explain to you why they're not. But we did not get that opportunity.
Well, you had the opportunity when you originally drew the plans.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to go around and around. It's kind of a waste of time, but yeah.
We were called out to the site because of the were finished, the sock cuts were poor, and the slope was a problem. Mm-hmm. While we were there, we saw that it had not been poured to the drawing spec. Hence the problem, and the fact that it held water. So, the town can approve or not approve whatever they would like.
Yeah.
But it's not based, I mean, we're here as your consultants to give you our best opinion on what we drew and how it should be done. And that's really it.
So yeah, I agree. You're right. I mean, you're just giving your opinion and I'm giving mine. Okay. Mine is the plans were flawed.
It would have been an easy fix if the plans weren't flawed. That even though there is an issue with the ponding and there's an issue with the finish, we could have just cut that out and redone that. Wouldn't need all these plans if there wasn't an issue with the original plans being flawed.
Was the flaw discovered before the pouring?
Not that I knew of. If there was a flaw, I didn't know about it prior to the pour.
Well, the flaw that he's talking about wasn't discovered before the pour. The flaw that I saw was basically on the exterior of the slab, it's just the shield wood. And I saw that there would be an issue at the doorways wouldn't meet code, so I lowered the slab at that time so it would meet code. And I have to build to code. That's North Carolina law. So that's why I did what I did.
But you saw that
in my imagination, I never figured that you would raise the whole building up to fix this problem. And that's what they're doing now. So to me, it's a simple problem on the outside that's now you're going at it at another end, you know, of the situation. More of an extreme end.
Yeah.
But did you notify him in writing?
No, I didn't.
Before the pouring?
No.
Did you call?
No.
Okay. Then, as the representative from council, as I see it, physically, the product that we're trying to get, everybody's in agreement that it can be done with the answer of some questions. The legal issue as to whether the contractor followed or not is going to have to be determined by council and our legal counsel.
Jim, can I ask another question?
Yes, sir.
I'm still not satisfied with the answers I'm getting. And we're still at the same spot we were in at the first meeting. Who is going to assume the cost of rectifying this problem?
Well, and what I heard was Integrity Builders doesn't feel that they're going to. So
we're gonna take the cost on of what we did wrong.
Which is
let me just try to explain it in the simplest way I can.
Please sit.
if I'm on the job site and I put a post here and it was supposed to be over here, and you come walking along and you say, you put the post in the wrong spot, I can take this post and I can take it out and put it right where it's supposed to be. It's not a problem. I made a mistake and I can fix it. Mistakes happen all the time. In this situation, since the plans were flawed, technically, the only thing I changed was the exterior part of the slab. The restrooms, the bathrooms, all that is exactly like plans. I can't take this slab. I can take this slab and put it back exactly how David has it, but then it's going to be wrong. It's not going to meet code. So it's not as simple as just picking it up and putting it back down exactly like it should be. Because if I put it back exactly like it should be, it won't meet code. So that's why he's having to modify all the other parts of the building, is because of that. Or I could just rip the slab out and put it right back to per original drawings. But I can't do that because they're wrong. And that's where we get caught up in a killer situation. Yeah.
The reality is, it was poured without a keyway. It was poured without an eighth of an inch per slope. It was poured without half an inch step. It was poured with saw cuts that were bad. It was poured with a poor broom finish. And it holds water. That's why we were out there. We never heard about any of the other issues about not meeting code. And I will tell you that if a slab is depressed 3 inches from another slab, and it's in a restroom, and it goes with tile, you can raise that slab with concrete to put the tile on so it is exactly flush. And that's the reason there was a step.
We never have tile in your office. How are you going to raise that?
Okay, so the office.
Okay.
Did I get a phone call? Did I get an email? Did I get a pigeon dropping me a note saying anything? No. What we got was come out to the site. We got problems with finishes, saw cuts, and this didn't happen. So whether it happened with the way you say it or I say it, the reality is it was a poor job of pouring concrete, holds water, and I don't think the town needs to hold that as their project forever. It doesn't meet the drawings in the bare minimum state.
Can I ask another question? Wayne, in our first couple conversations, you said that your concrete finisher had a way to fix this.
Yes.
And now there are structural cracks, some of them running 40 feet long in the slab down there now. He has a way to fix that too?
There's no structural cracks in that slab.
Well, then I must be blind because I followed one 40 feet down there yesterday.
There's no, concrete always cracks, but it's not structural. Those cracks are supposed to be there.
You mean?
If you got a control joint, you want to follow, there is no structural cracks in that slab.
There's just a crack that starts at the restroom wall. It stays about 3.5 feet off of the edge of the slab and goes all the way around to the front of the building. But that to you is just regular concrete. That's how you should finish it. That's the finished job for you.
Concrete is going to crack. There's nothing I can do about that. I mean, the only way to eliminate, that's why you have control joints, is to control the crack.
Did you put control joints in it?
Yes. It has control joints in that slab.
You put control joints, not solid joints, but you put control joints in it.
Well, a control joint is a solid joint. Construction joint is what you're talking about. But there's control joints to control the cracks. Now, I had asked the question a month and a half before we poured, or a month before we poured, on a control joint layout, and never got any kind of response. I had asked for that, and I had not gotten any response to this day on it. Now, David said in the first meeting we had that he did respond to it, but I never got it. So, I mean, that's what you said.
We both responded.
They responded, yeah.
But I never got anything.
And I responded to you in a phone conversation.
I'm afraid you're mistaken. What did you say?
I said you mentioned in the conversation that you would lay them out based on the code requirements and spacing.
And that's what I did.
And that's what we got.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. But I don't remember this conversation, but that's exactly what we did. But in reality, if you want to control cracks, you need more control joints than per code. I mean, that's just a simple issue, because that's why if you go into most buildings, if they're worried about that kind of stuff, they put them at 10 by 10. That's why on the new layout, you did pay attention to control your control joints and see, look at all that you've added. On your first plan, you don't have almost.
I thought there was a notation in there if you follow the prescribed procedures from the American Concrete Institute.
And also there's a 15-foot maximum space.
I mean, I thought that was in the plans. But
yeah, it is.
So this being the third meeting that the town's had, we're still at the point where you've made no mistakes.
I never said that.
That you poured the concrete and you knew with the layout of the joints, even though that adenum is in there about no 15-foot, that cracks in the structure are normal. That's normal. That's the way you expected
joints.
It to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And I never did get an answer from you that when you talk to your concrete finisher, without raising the slab, tearing the slab out, how he was going to rectify all these problems.
Well, this is what he came up. He came up with wanting to do an overlay concrete, which was a stamped concrete, so he could go ahead and he could fix everything with that. And then you wouldn't have to raise the building.
Well, how was he going to, I'm trying to interrupt you, how is he going to facilitate the slopes that were on the drawing by doing an overlay?
He'd just do a build-up with the overlay.
And you have some documentation that this buildup he uses has a lifetime warranty.
Well, concrete doesn't have a lifetime warranty.
Well, it'll outlast either one of us, and to me, that's a lifetime warranty.
Well, that's not really necessarily true, because when you pour your driveway at your house, the next year, it looks different than it did the first year. And the product will last a long time, it just won't... It'll always be there, it just won't look the same, just like concrete won't look the same after a period of time. I mean, concrete does not have a lifetime warranty. They only give you a 1-year warranty on concrete. That's it, just like this product. But you have a very strong building. It's, like I said, it's breaking at 6,800 pounds PSI, which it was only spec for 3,000. So that only aids in the durability of an overlay system. I mean, they're using overlay systems on bridges, on roads. I mean, they're doing them all over the place. It's not like this is a homeowner overlay system that we're using. This is a commercial grade overlay system, not one that you use at somebody's driveway or something. This is a commercial grade system. And like I said, we're using them on bridges. They're at Universal Studios. I mean, it's a good product. And if you guys are interested, I'll get you that information. But if you're not...
What is the thickness that this system would be?
It's quarter inch, but you can do build up. You can do quarter inch layers to build it up where, like, they have the ponding mortar. You can build up that so it'll make, you know, positive slope.
So it would be a quarter inch?
Quarter inch.
From the outside and build up to the middle.
Exactly. Yeah. You're allowed to build. What you do is you build up in quarter inch layers.
Now how much would he have to build it up in the center line to get an eighth of an inch slope? As the slab's poured right now.
Well, at one point it would only be at the bathroom doors where we'd have to build it up quite a bit. At that point, it would be the 3 inches. But that's the issue, like I said, with that. At the other point where the pilings are coming out, that is to that 2.5 inches that's on the plans. That part's right. Where I change it is from that point sloping back towards the bathrooms, so that was all came out correct. So it met code with your transition. That's where I changed it. At the point where the pilings are and stuff, that's right, and all the edges, of course, are right and everything. But so the only part is the slope back towards the bathrooms.
And which of the edges are right?
That all the exterior edges.
If you measure back 30 inches from the exterior edge, it has positive slope.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not an engineer, but I measured 32 places down there yesterday. Two of them had slope. The rest of them either level or they're sloping back toward the slab.
Well, I stand there when water comes off of it and all slopes off.
And, okay. So your contention is from this meeting today that you assume no responsibility for any of the peripheral changes that would be required to take out the slab and put it back, as the town suggested with the papers. That's your contention today.
No, I'm responsible for what I did wrong is what I'm saying.
But the snowball effect of that being wrong and the rest of it, you're not responsible for.
Well, I think there's a liability on more than just me. Because, like I said, there was errors from more than just me.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. There's other errors.
You have emails to the effect that there were problems before you poured a slab.
I don't understand. Did the
engineer and the architect in writing as per contract that there were problems?
No, I did not.
Okay. So the other picture would be to tear it back down the grade and start over and follow the slopes on that plot plan.
That's true. But it wouldn't work.
Why wouldn't it work?
Because you still have the same flaw between the exterior and the restrooms.
Okay, we're back to where we started.
I gave you this and I told you I would do this. If you pick option one, I'm going to do it. If you pick option two, which, like I said, the overlay system, I'm going to do that. So it's really of who he said, she said, and all this stuff. It doesn't really matter. It's, you just tell me what you want to do and we'll get moving.
But the he said, she said, the part that they were never contacted in writing as per the contract, that doesn't hold water with you.
I'm admitting, I mean, I what do you want me to say? That I didn't contact him. I mean, that's all I can
say. That's what I want you to say. You did not contact him.
I've said it three times.
Mr. Attorney, did you write that down?
Okay, let's move on then.
Question, has anybody run any numbers about cost to do this option one as opposed to option three, which is tearing it out, and how much of that cost is what Integrity is saying they're responsible for? Have we looked at numbers, dollar amounts?
No.
Well, what I would like to suggest is that since the plan has been generated for the fix by the architect and the engineer, and it's been accepted by the builder to perform that, the problem has been with the payments of the changes that have to be performed. I would ask the builder if you would please supply us in writing with the changes that you feel that you're not financially responsible for, so that we can, that council can make a judgment as to whether in fact we are in agreement or disagreement with those. And what I'll take back to council is the agreement on the performance to bring it up to at least the minimum specs that we had agreed to at the last meeting, and whatever information we decide on the payment plan. Is that acceptable to everybody? Okay. Anybody have anything else?
When will this be done? Is there a deadline?
How long would it take you to put that information together for us?
Let me ask you a question. So basically you want me to figure on raising everything up 5 inches, or should I raise everything up one course a block, or should I raise everything up half a block, 4 inches higher, so the ceiling would be a little less than that. So then let me, on the electrical, ADA code is 48 inches to an outlet, so that would make the outlet, right now that's what it is, 48 inches. Mm-hmm. Would 44 inches be acceptable, or no?
I'll go back.
Okay. So I need to know some more information on that, and some of the plumbing issues would probably work. The drains wouldn't. I'd have to change those, but I have to talk to the plumber and see if where his plumbing is on the wall will work or won't work. You know, so it would probably take me, you know, a few days. You know, probably by the end of the week I could get you something.
All right, let's. If you could get us in something in writing by Friday,
okay.
We'll call a special meeting for the following week so that we can move forward on this.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else?
I have, as a taxpayer.
Yes, sir.
What's the completion date on this, and how's all this going to affect the completion date?
The completion date is, what, March?
Yeah.
Completion date is March, and obviously for every day or week that nothing is done, all things being equal as far as weather and everything, it puts it back corresponding week at the other end.
So
we're looking at April now.
April.
Yeah.
And then if this thing gets into litigation, whatever you call it, lawyers, you know, if everybody gets lawyered up.
Well, if everybody gets lawyered up, there probably won't be any park at all. We don't need to worry about it.
Up into the season down there.
Very possible.
I even hear the people that work down there, not the business owner, that this is affecting their tips and money they make, and it's affecting a lot of people down there. Not me so much.
Yeah.
You know, because I got people.
Well, there's no fewer parking spaces down there now than there will be when the park's fully operational. Three parking spaces.
But I got that whole end closed.
Yeah.
He's right about that.
Yeah. Well, there'll be certain times in the construction where once certain portions of it are constructed, the street will be able to be opened up.
Okay. One other thing, and I shouldn't even make this comment. I'm just sitting back here. as a taxpayer.
Well, I'm glad somebody said that.
I'm a general contractor licensed unlimited in North Carolina to move dirt. I don't do no building. I get stuff ready for the building. This sounds to me like patchwork. Hey, I'm with the contractor, the boys that draw me that, you know, the architects. I understand where they at because I've been sitting in their, I've probably been sitting in his chair before. It sounds to me like, as a taxpayer, not the largest in Cherry Beach, but I pay a lot of taxes on this island, especially Cherry Beach. It sounds like we want a little bit patchwork. Now, are we or are we not? So I leave here with what y'all are doing or what's been proposed. We're kind of patching up something. And I don't know a lot about concrete except what I poured around, you know, my office and my shops and all of that. This seems to me like whenever you put the concrete on the top of concrete and you're putting it together here, it's a patchwork. And we've got something down here. Total, this thing is how many dollars?
$4 million.
Close to $1 million.
I'm just talking about the building. I know.
No. Well,
yeah. Okay.
The building's $500,000.
And this thing needs to be, spending that much money down there on this small space, it needs to be right. Am I wrong? If I am, I'm just making a comment.
No, you're right.
I'm just making a comment. And I've been sitting right where he's sitting in the chair. Yeah. People, great, getting buildings ready, but I don't know nothing about building buildings. I know how to get the site ready.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much for coming.
Were we going to discuss any other things or not?
Is there any other items that you want to discuss?
Well, the only other one is the restroom and the plumbing issues that we still have there. The plumber had actually sent me a change order.
Oh, excuse me, just to make sure, the meeting on the pavilion and everything is done. We'll just consider this a regular work session.
Yeah.
On the other, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, this is just the right. Anyhow, we still have the plumbing issues there on the pipe not fitting in the walls. And I think you had sent him some kind of drawing, which he had showed me where we can make the wall actually wider and change it to 6-inch block.
If you want to. Right.
If he wants to.
If he wants to, or he can leave it at 4 and do the access.
Well, now he's still got to do the access, but he still has to make the walls wider and he's got to change the block to 6 inches. So I'm going to need something. He's given me his change order for changing all the plumbing pipes to make them work and the access doors. But on my end, I'm going to need, since the wall widths are wrong, I'm going to need to get a drawing showing me what wall width it needs to be, which he said it's going to need to expand like another 4 inches, I think he talked to him, and change it to 6-inch block instead of 4, so he can bolt his stuff up to it. And in September, the petitions were approved for order. So when you do that, I don't know, maybe it doesn't change, but it will, you know, they might be already made. I'd have to make a call. But I don't know anything about these walls widening. He just, when I talked to him the other day, he told me he had approval, and David had sent something over to his engineer showing to widen the wall and stuff. But I haven't seen it. I'm just checking.
Well, we called the petition company. They haven't been ordered yet, for one. But the block, and we can give you dimensions on that.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you need a drawing showing the block layout.
Exactly.
And that's it?
Well, show me to change it to 6-inch block and then what the width of the wall is going to need to be now. Because originally it was like a 1-foot cavity, and I think he told me it's going to go to a 1'4" with 6-inch block, which changes the width of the room.
Now, I believe that there was a question about 4-inch was okay or 6-inch was okay. Is that correct?
When we looked at it, was
because I know the last
4-inch was okay with the access. And we'll go back and talk to Dave and see if that's changed.
Yeah,
Or we were saying if they wanted to do six, we would expand it out and still have access. But if it's, I mean, again, it's a cost issue, we'll stick with the four and go with the access.
Well, he's saying that I have to widen the we have to make the room smaller. In other words, in the women's, I'm thinking, he's saying that's got to be moved out like 4 inches.
On the men's side, but...
Well, the men's side's worse. I think it would be the women's side. Because I only have 8 foot on the men's side. That won't work. Because the ADA...
It does, because they have urinals, but...
Yeah.
We can...
I think he was telling me he wanted the women's, but... But I think the reason why the 6-inch block is because with the way the urinal is, it recesses in the block, and the 4-inch, you can't recess it because there's not enough meat in the 4-inch block to do that.
Okay. I'll check with David to see.
Yeah, because I know David had sent an email back to the plumbing contractor that said, take this is what, this is the answer to the question, and it was to get with you on that. And
right.
That we've been waiting to hear back. So you're basically saying you need a plan layout for the 6-inch block showing the 1-foot 4-inch space. In the
well, I need to know how wide you make the women's room or the men's room, whichever okay. one it is, so
right.
I can go.
Where are you going to make up that space?
Exactly.
All right.
That was it as far as that goes.
Okay.
I mean, the rest can wait. We can, that was the only thing. Just give me a heads up.
All right, that's all. Any other questions?
The other two have change orders that are out there.
Those, The second one we had for the boardwalk, the screws, and then the asphalt, that was fine. I just didn't get the official council approval on that.
Okay.
The first one, we were still looking at, I think, one item on that was the, I believe I've got that one. I think we've got everything on that too. So that's something we'll just give the council on our next meeting.
Okay.
That was for the masonry changes, the aluminum door, the glazing, and that's 11 changes. So that's something that's got to go up in front of council.
Okay.
Let's see if that was it.
Are we,
yeah.
When's the next meeting?
Next regularly scheduled meeting?
Or, what's our...
Or you mean a work meeting?
Well...
You said they're possibly having a meeting next week.
Yeah.
Okay. But we want everybody's attendance, because, I'm perfectly happy, but it's, doing attendance, but, is it billable hours, or, because, it's starting to...
Yeah.
Feel about this meeting.
And the problem is the legalities for council to make a decision. We got to have a regularly scheduled meeting, and then we got to bring that information back.
This
to
was
all
actually
you
just a normal construction meeting, correct? That was in my understanding.
Yeah, yeah. The last meeting was a scheduled council meeting.
You're coming out of the meeting
tonight? That's one.
You're coming out of the meeting
tonight? I can't. I don't want to bill.
Yeah.
I'm not going to need to,
Well, on behalf of the town, thank you very much.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be burning people's money. But I do want to be here if I needed to be here.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing you still need to do is give me the, how to bolt the 2x4s. We're using 24-inch on the center with tap clamps, but you were supposed to give me that animation.
I'm thinking on that, and we can go over this at a different time, but I'm thinking of that because the this tap gone through the